This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel. At the White House today, President Barack Obama began a new round of Middle East peace talks. He held bilateral meetings this afternoon with the leaders of Israel, the Palestinian Authority, Jordan, and Egypt, and this evening the world leaders will sit down for a private dinner. The president's goal is to start a process that will allow these nations to resolve all of the big issues, settlements, borders, Jerusalem, refugees, so that a two-state solution can be implemented. Late today, Mr. Obama spoke to reporters at the White House. He acknowledged that there have been many decades of failed efforts at this and that there are many obstacles now.
There's a reason that the two-state solution has eluded previous generations. This is extraordinarily complex and extraordinarily difficult. But we know that the status quo is unsustainable for Israelis, for Palestinians, for the region, and for the world. It is in the national interests of all involved, including the United States, that this conflict be brought to a peaceful conclusion.
Joining us now from the White House to discuss the talks is NPR's Mara Liasson. And Mara, we just heard the president acknowledging how difficult this is. Is there really reason to think these talks will be different from past efforts that foundered?
Well, a lot of people think they won't be. But if you listen to the president, he says that there are reasons to be optimistic. The Israeli government and the Palestinian Authority, he says, are already cooperating on a daily basis to improve conditions on the ground. And it is true that violence is down. It's also true that the Palestinian Authority on the West Bank is delivering services in a way that's never been seen before. On the other hand, there are still lots of obstacles. You saw the terror attacks yesterday where four Israeli citizens were killed. Again, we had a terrorist attack today. And it's also true that the Israeli leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, doesn't necessarily have the support at home for making compromises with the Palestinians. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas is also weak at home. So there are a lot of reasons to think these talks, like others, will fail. But this is something the president said was a top priority of his, and he is doggedly pushing forward with
it. And, of course, the Palestinian Authority doesn't control Gaza, which is run nowadays by
Hamas.
That's
right.
A big obstacle is a few weeks away. On September 26th, the partial moratorium on Israeli settlement building expires. What are White House officials saying about that?
Well, the administration's position on the settlements is clear. They would like the Israelis to continue the moratorium. It's not clear if Netanyahu has the support in his right-wing governing coalition to do that. Settler groups are already threatening to bring down his government if he tries to stop the moratorium. The Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, says he's going to walk out of the talks if building resumes. So yesterday, the president's chief negotiator on this, George Mitchell, was asked about it, and he basically said, "We're working on it." So the message is no breakthroughs yet on that issue.
Mara, I want to know what you make of this week. There is an election coming up in November, and by every measure, it's very much about the economy, and the president is very concerned to get the economy back on track. And here he is last night announcing the end of the formal combat role in Iraq. Now he's involved in Middle East peace talks, focusing, it seems, on foreign policy. What's going on?
That's true, but this is something the president promised to do. You know, President Bush took a policy of benign neglect to the Middle East peace process. President Obama decided to do something very different. On his first day in office, he called the leaders in the region. On his second day in office, he appointed George Mitchell, who's been working for the last year and a half to get these direct talks going. So the president said this was his top priority. He believes if the Palestinian-Israeli conflict can be resolved, it can have benefits for U.S. security because it'll reduce the influence of Iran. So this is really a cornerstone of his foreign policy vision. And as his press secretary says, people understand that the presidency is about doing more than one thing at a time. So he'll just have to talk about the economy next week.
That's NPR's Mara Liasson at the White House. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Robert.